Blog Talk Radio.
Lord God, right now on the cell phones, Lord God.
Lord God, we bind the spirit of confusion. We bind every tactic of the devil, and we do it by the apostolic anointing in Jesus' name, amen. And we thank you, God. We thank you, Lord God, for the things, Lord God, that are happening right now, Lord God, is for fulfillment of your scripture, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Bless the man of God behind the scenes, Lord God, him and his family, Lord God, Pastor Hill, Lord God. Bless all the ministers in their respectable places, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. We be careful to give you all honor, all praise, in Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. So how's everybody, amen? This is Interpraisement Media Group, amen. This is Minister Brown, amen. Thank God to be here today. I believe there is only one God, and I believe there's only one Lord and one faith and one baptism, and I believe there's only one way, the way of the Holy Scriptures, the way of God. The Bible said there is a way that seemed right unto a man, but the end word of it is death. Amen, amen. So we're going to come from the book of pain tonight. We're going to come from the book of correction tonight. If you are bound by some things, this book will get you right. If you want to serve God and you want to be cleaned up and a vessel fit for the master's honor, this book will do it for you. The Holy Bible, it'll do it for you. Amen. If you want to live a life of complete holiness and subjection to the Spirit of God, my God, this book will direct you to it. So we're going from the unadulterated Holy Scriptures tonight. We're talking about the fivefold ministry, but we're going to be focusing on apostles tonight. Been quite a stir considering what is an apostle, who is called, what. We pray, God, that we'll be able to answer your questions tonight, because a lot of people don't know what apostles is. A lot of people don't know. A lot of people are taking scriptures out of context. People are just making it seem right to have 2, 3, 4, 5 different offices. And, you know, you got some people calling themselves prophet apostle, evangelistic apostles. My God, God is a God of order. My God, God is a God of order. God ain't confused. Man is confused, my God. So it's up to us, amen, as preachers and teachers of God's word, to go by what is written. The book of Revelation says, if anyone add or take away from God's word, my God, he will take away his part in the hereafter. My God, you got to stick to the book. That's the problem with the world today. They don't want to stick to the book. They want to add to the book. And they won't go between words in the book and try to put themselves there to make it seem right. My God. So we're going to go to the scriptures, amen. Be coming for, first of all, Romans, the book of Romans, chapter 15, verse 4. Give you time to get there, amen. Amen. Romans 15, verse 4. It says, for whatsoever things were written aforetime, were written for while what? For our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. So that there it is, the Apostle Paul letting you know right there, that whatsoever things were written aforetime by the holy prophets of the Old Testament were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. Then he goes around in 1 Timothy, amen. He goes around there in 1 Timothy, man, and he tells us, amen, that every creature of God is good. Nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving. Every creature of God is good, amen. You can't refuse animal, but you want to refuse God, huh? You want to refuse God. My God, it's out of order, it saints. It's out of order. But God is a God of order. Amen. It says that in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13, it said, which things also we speak not in words which man wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. You got to know that an apostle sets the order by the word of God. A true apostle will never deviate from the word of God. Matter of fact, David said, thy word have I hid in my heart so that I might not sin against thee. An apostle will never blame God's word as being out of date, or it was back during this time and God had to change and adapt to culture. God ain't never had to adapt to culture. My God, God never had to adapt to no man's culture. We got to adapt to God's culture. We got to adapt to the kingdom of God. We got to line up with God. When do you ever think God got to line up with us? God ain't never had to line up with man. Who's the creator and who's the created? Amen? David said, thy word have I hid in my heart so that I may not sin against thee. That's the problem with the word. The problem with the world, they ain't holding the word in their heart, so they sinning against God. Amen. An apostle is not only sent to a church. Who told you that an apostle is sent to the church? He's sent to God's people as a whole. My God, when the law was given to the Jewish people, it was given for the whole world. It wasn't just for the Jewish people. They were sent out. They were sent out to go to the rest of the world. That salvation is here in the law of Moses. Amen. So what makes you think that an apostle sent to a church or the first holiness church or the first Pentecostal Rockaway church? No, an apostle was sent by the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He's sent by the Lord Jesus Christ. He's sent with a mission. He's sent with a vision. He's sent with instructions. Amen. Jesus Christ was the chief apostle. Amen. He was the chief apostle. That's why he always talked about he who sent him. My Father, my Father. He always talked about the Father because the Father was the one who sent him. Amen. An apostle is an architect. My God. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Verse 10, we're going to take our time, amen. We're going to stir up the devil at night. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation and another build thereon. That's a real apostle talking. That's Apostle Paul. But let every man take heed how he build thereon. For other foundation can no man lay that is laid, which is Christ Jesus. Now, if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious, stones, wood, hay, stubble, my God, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. My God. See, the Lord Jesus Christ, he sent out 12 apostles, amen. And see, anytime we deviate from what he sent those 12 apostles to do, we are allowing the spirit of error to come in. Amen. You see there, Paul says, as a master builder. See, an apostle, he builds. He don't destroy what Jesus set in order. He builds. Amen. He don't take the Old Testament prophet scriptures and the New Testament apostle scriptures and get them together and cause a family feud. Oh, no. Well, no, we don't cause no family feud with the scriptures. An apostle know how to mix that thing. Know how to mix that thing and pour it. And the foundation, right on top of the foundation of Jesus Christ, everything right in order. No, 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 we ain't got to run to a corner of the Bible, pull one scripture out, and then you got 15 others that challenge it. No, that's not rightly dividing the word of truth. My God, you can be apostolic and not even be called to be an apostle. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Apostle is sent one. He sent one. I mean, he makes that thing right when it comes to scripture. I mean, the apostle, he cultivates the scripture. Amen. He cultivates the scripture. When did the coach ever stop God for doing what he wanted to do? The apostle comes, he cultivates the hearts of the people. The parable of the chief apostle, Jesus Christ. In Matthew, he talk about the parable of the seed and the sower. Around the 13th, 14th chapter, amen. He talk about the parable of the sower. My God. Man, the apostle know when the time is right, amen. To sow that seed, amen. He know when the ground is ready. Why? Because he's been sent out. He cultivates. That's his job. He gives the vision. He trains people up. See, the culture don't stop no apostle, amen. He is next to the head. He is next to the head because according to Colossians 1:18, it says that Christ is the head of the church. Amen? Amen. We're going to take our time here tonight, amen. I know the scriptures, but it's important that you know the scriptures too. Amen. We're going to take our time. And if you're on the line, you can push 1 and come on in. Bring your Bible. And I don't have no view. Let's just be clear. I don't have no view. I'm just going by what's written. If it ain't written, I don't believe it. Point blank. And you should be the same way too. Either we follow the scriptures or let's just close the book and go to hell. Huh? But we're going to follow the book because Jesus said, ye err not. You err because ye know not the scriptures. That's why people are erring. They're erring because they don't know the scriptures, amen. My God on Zion. So we're going to take our time, go to Isaiah. Glory be to God. I believe it's Isaiah chapter 9. Glory. Glory. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. It says, "For us, unto us, a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David, upon his kingdom to order it, to establish it with judgment, and with the justice to perform ever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform." Now, hold it. Now, what you must know is that Jesus Christ came in the government was on his shoulders. The government was on his shoulders. The government was on his shoulders. So what is the fivefold ministry? The fivefold ministry is the government. It's the government of the church. Amen. It's a government. That's what the fivefold ministry is. And the governor is the apostle. The governor is the apostle. Now, the scripture says that a child will be given in the government. The government shall be on his shoulders. Okay, on the shoulders of the Lord Jesus Christ, on one shoulder you have his apostle, who he sends out. You see there? See, the Lord Jesus Christ is on the right hand of the Father in what? In the kingdom. And on the shoulders of Jesus Christ, on one hand you got what? The apostle. And on the other hand you got what? The prophet. That's why the apostle Paul says in the book of Corinthians, he said, we're built on a foundation of what? The apostles and the prophets. Amen. So the apostles and the prophets work together in the construction, in the building, in the vision, and gathering the orders from the master and going forth and executing the office of this government. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. So you got to know that, amen, an apostle, he's a visionary. I mean, he has a canny gift of scripture, interpretation. He can operate in all five offices. He can flow in it. He can't park there, but he can flow in it. He can flow in the prophetic. He can flow in evangelistic. He can flow in that teacher's anointing and that pastoral anointing. But he can't park there and say, "Well, I'm a pastor." Most apostles that I know, they say, "Well, you know, I'm the pastor of this church." And what they mean to tell you is that, "Well, I'm the shepherd of this church. I'm the shepherd. I have a shepherd's heart in this church." But a true apostle will say, "I'm not a pastor. I'm not a pastor. I'm not a pastor. I'm an apostle." You can't be an evangelist apostle. You can't be a prophet apostle. You can't be a teacher apostle. You can be an apostle who teaches, but you can't. You got to recognize, according to Ephesians chapter 11, which Ephesians chapter 4, excuse me, chapter 11 through 16, you got to realize these are different anointings. These are different anointings, apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. These are different anointings. God don't, he ain't give you some of the apostle. He ain't give you some of the prophet. He ain't give you some of each. He gave these gifts to the church. When the Lord Jesus Christ went up, amen, he gave these gifts to the church. He gave these gifts to the church. Why? For the performance of the government, that the people in that government may be perfected. That's why the United States government, the government of the United States was supposed to have people, there's not supposed to be no poor people in this country. Why? Because they're supposed to perfect economically. They're supposed to perfect us economically. I mean, that's what's supposed to happen. But we know we're in the world, amen. But they get all this. Where they get this from? They get it from the kingdom. Look at the judges when they come in the courtroom. They have on their black robes and on that. If you go to Revelation, you see where they get it from? They get it from the master. Amen. They're looking like Ancient of Days. The nerve of you. Got a robe on and everything. Some of them even put the gray hair on. Amen. Like they Ancient of Days in the book of Daniel. They get, see, a lot of things in the world, they stole it from the kingdom. And they're not operating as a kingdom. Thank you, Holy Ghost. When the Lord Jesus was about to be crucified, the chief apostle, he represented the government of God. And he stood right face to face to Pontius Pilate. Pontius Pilate was somebody who represented the government of Rome. You see that? But he recognized the anointing, and he wanted no part of this government because he knew this government had the power to overthrow him. Jesus said he had angels at his disposal. He said, if I want to, don't I get my father to command legions of angels to come down? Amen. So Pontius Pilate did not want none of that chief apostle. Amen. So the Lord Jesus Christ, let me tell you something. An apostle cannot go forth, amen, without instructions. A true apostle got to have instructions. Who you sent to? An apostle is not sent to a church building. Let's be clear. An apostle is not sent to a church building. He is sent to a people. He is sent to put things in order, to make the crooked straight, to bring a people who deviated from the word of God back to the word of God. He is to build up a people. See, Jesus didn't build buildings. He built people. God would never build a building ahead of building his people. He built his people. The apostles went forth building people before they built churches. Amen. And this is what God is requiring us to do in this hour. Amen. So you can be underneath an apostle and you are apostolic. If you're a pastor, now you're an apostolic pastor. That's why a lot of people, they say, well, I hear apostle when I pray. I hear apostle when I pray. I'm called to be an apostle. Slow down, boo-boo. You're not called to be an apostle. What is happening is the Spirit of God is commanding you to line up with the apostolic, to get under the apostolic anointing, not go into the apostolic, the apostle's office. And this is what, see, the devil would rather have you operate as an apostle and be out of order than be under the apostolic anointing and be in order. So that's why the Bible says, make your calling and your election sure. Because, yeah, you may not go to hell for choosing to be an apostle, even though you was called to be a prophet or a prophetess. You know, you might not go to hell over it, but the Lord Jesus Christ will sit you down and show you how many souls you missed because you ain't had no power. You ain't had the power to deliver people. Because preaching good is not preaching with the anointing. Sounding good ain't sounding good without the anointing. The anointing causes a piercing in the heart. The anointing causes, amen, it causes a burning in the heart. When they was on the road to Emmaus, they said, didn't our hearts burn as he spake? Amen. The heart, it's a burning of the heart. That's what the word of God does. So the apostle have, amen, they have that anointing on them to put things in order. Amen. A lot of people wants to be an apostle because an apostle had this charge from the Lord Jesus to go forth. To go forth. So a lot of people, they are lusting. They are coveting after this power. Amen. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. So now we're going to the book of Acts. Amen. We're going to the book of Acts. It should be called the Acts of the Holy Spirit, but it's called the Acts of the Apostle. Amen. Glory be to God. Ain't God good? Amen. We're going to start at the first chapter. Amen. Verse 14. Now, hold it. Acts chapter 1, verse 14. Now, this is what I want you to know. Okay? The master then gave them instructions pertaining to the kingdom of God. Okay? He showed himself alive by many infallible proofs, seen of them 40 days, right? So he told them, amen. He said, man, you're going to receive power after the Holy Ghost come upon you. So they gathered in the upper room. So this is where we at. Okay? They was in the upper room, you know, Peter, James, John, Andrew, Philip, Thomas, Bartholomew, Matthew, James, Simon, Judas, and the brother of James. Okay, verse 14. These all continue with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women. You see that? Verse 14. Now, they was waiting for the Holy Spirit, right? They continue on one accord in prayer with the women. The women was with them. They was praying. So, and Mary, the mother of Jesus, with his brother. So now you have a bunch of women, and you have the mother of the church herself, Jesus Christ's mother, Mary. She's the mother of the church. She ain't. Now, let's be clear. This ain't like the Roman Catholics say, you know, the mother of God. I'm talking about she was a church mother. Amen. An old school elder, you know. So in those days, verse 15, Peter stood in the midst of the disciples and said, the number of names together were about 120. He said, men and brethren, this scripture must needs been fulfilled. I'm at verse 16 of the first chapter of Acts. He said, men and brethren, this scripture must needs have been fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost by the mouth of David spake before concerning Judas, which was guide to them that took Jesus, for he was numbered with us and had obtained part of his ministry. Now, hold up. So now they're trying to figure out, okay, Judas, you know, he was phony. You know, he got his reward. He sold to the flesh, he reaped to the flesh. He's gone now. So we need to choose somebody to be an apostle, okay? Now we're about to see the qualifications, loco robo shata, of the apostles, huh? So now he said, Judas, which was guide to them that took Jesus, verse 17, for he was numbered with us and had obtained part of his ministry. He's talking about the apostolic ministry. Verse 18, now this man, he's talking about Judas, purchased a field with the reward of iniquity, and falling headlong, he burst asunder in the midst, and all his bowels gushed out, my Lord. 19, and it was known throughout all the dwellings in Jerusalem, insomuch that field is called in their proper tongue as Saldamea, that is to say, the field of blood. For it is written in the book of Psalms, let his habitation be desolate. Let no man dwell therein, and his bishopric let another take, his overseer. Wherefore, of these men which have accompanied with us all that time, that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us. Watch this. Beginning from the baptism of John until that same day that he was taken up from us, must one be ordained to be a witness with us of his resurrection. Okay? Hold up. Now, the apostle said, the apostle that's going to go forth in the building of the Lord's church, he had to be around from the beginning, from the baptism of John. Well, by Mary Magdalene, she's out of there, because the Lord Jesus Christ had to deliver her. The apostles said they had to be from the baptism of John. Until that same day that he was taken up from us, must one be ordained to be witness of his resurrection. Okay, and they appointed two, Joseph called Barsabas, who was surnamed Justus, and Matthias. And they prayed and said, thou Lord, which knowest the hearts of all men, show whether these two thou hast chosen, that he may take part of this ministry and apostleship, from which Judas by transgression fell, that he might go to his own place. And they gave forth their numbers, and the lot fell upon Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. You see there? Okay, there go your apostle right there. So now you got all the apostles gathered together, and they're going to go forth, and they're going to build a people ready for the Lord. They're going to build a people up. They're going to build his church. So now, because Judas gone, okay? Because we just read in the 14th verse now, the women was with them, but not one woman was up to take his place. Nobody was up to take his place, you know? It was just Justus, Barsabas, Matthias. And they prayed to the Lord. What did he pray? He said, Lord, thou knowest the heart of all men. Show whether of these two thou hast chosen. The Lord did the choosing. You see that? Man didn't choose the apostles. Who chose it? The Lord chose it. The Lord chose. We're going to go to Romans. We're going to go to Romans now. I believe it's chapter 16. Amen. We're going to go to a very popular scripture around these modern times. Amen. Hallelujah. 16:7. I heard somebody say, oh boy. Yeah, it's going to get thick up in here tonight. See, we got to just stick by the word of God. I ain't adding my interpretation to it. I'm not even that gifted to interpret anything this good. Amen. We're sticking to the word. Just read the word, what it says. Don't add nothing. Don't take nothing away from it. Why you want to add stuff to it? Why you want to look important? Ain't nobody important but God. He's the only one that's important. We ain't nothing. We ain't nothing. Let's just do the work of an evangelist, and let's just focus on winning souls for the honor and glory of God. But God is a God of order, and this is how he builds his church. But we're talking about verse 7. salute Antrinus and Janiah, my kinsmen, and my fellow prisoners, who are of note among the apostles, who are also were in Christ before me. Now, Apostle Paul says, what does it say? Read the scripture in light of what it says. He said, who are a note among the apostles. It doesn't mean that they are, or she is, an apostle, who were in Christ before me. So Paul said they was in Christ. If these three people was apostles and they were in Christ before Paul, then they would be where? In the book of Acts. They would be in the book of Acts. They would be in Acts of an Apostle. Because Luke, who wrote the book of Acts of an Apostle, he had to give an account of every last apostle. You're going to start trouble. I hear you right now. Go back to chapter 1 of the book of Acts. The book of Acts, chapter 1. It says, the former theses, chapter 1, verse 1, have I made, O Theopolis, until all that Jesus began both to teach, to do and teach, until the day in which he was taken up, after he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen. Through the Holy Ghost had given commandments unto the apostles whom he chosen. To whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Amen. So you see, Luke had to get this thing together. He said, look, the apostles that the Lord chosen. Amen. So when Paul became an apostle, they were scared of him. Why they were scared of him? Because they said, okay, the Lord chose us. Where did this joker come from? Man, he got to prove this ministry. Okay? But then they accepted him. They accepted Paul. Because they began to say how he stood in Damascus and all those places where they was being persecuted. He stood for the truth. Okay? Now, who's the apostle after Paul? After Paul, who was an apostle that's written according, that was of the noted builders? You don't see any after that. Matter of fact, after Paul getting ready to check up on out of here, you don't hear about no more apostles. You don't hear about no more. It stops. Why? Because those are the records of the ones who were instrumental of carrying out the instructions of this majesty, the master, the son of God, Messiah, the roaring lion of Judah, Jesus Christ. Now, there is a great thirst to be an apostle as of lately. A lot of people want to be an apostle when we should be focusing on make your calling and your election sure. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? This is what we got to ask ourselves. Why do I want to be an apostle? If you ain't going through no warfare, you can't be an apostle. If you ain't never been through nothing, every last apostle was on the verge of death. Okay? If you count them out, do a study on each and every last apostle. John was the only one that made it. John was the only one that made it. And then if you check historical records, John, they put him in Greece and boiled him, and he still made it out. When they saw he made it out, they said, oh, no, we got to send this joker to Patmos. Leave him out there. Leave him out there and come on back. I don't know what he on. Whatever he on, let him be on it by himself. Let that joker go. What? That's an apostle. That's an apostle. When an apostle talks, you feel a thing on the inside of you. And if you ain't careful, you think they're talking about you. You think that I'm uncomfortable. Yeah, because they said the word of God is a two-edged sword. But those who use the word of God with craftiness, it don't get down to your soul. It don't get down to your soul. It goes around your soul. It goes somewhere else. Amen. Glory be to God. So, Exodus. In Exodus, you have Moses. Now, we're going to make some folks upset. Amen. That's not our aim, but, you know, we live in a society where people want to do their own thing. Amen. Pastor had showed this to me, amen. And I said, and it brought it back to my remembrance, and I was like, wow, God. I was like, this is something. But amen. In the 12th chapter of the book of Numbers, it says, Miriam and Aaron, now, they was upset because Moses had married that Ethiopian woman. So now this is what Miriam said in verse 2. They said, had the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses? Had he not spoken also by us? And the Lord heard it. Now the man Moses was very meek above all men who were upon the face of the earth. The Lord spake suddenly unto Moses and unto Aaron and to Miriam, come out ye three into the tabernacle of the congregation. They three came out. The Lord came down in the pillar of the cloud. He stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron, who was the high priest, and Miriam, the prophetess. And they both came forth, and he said, hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision and will speak unto him in a dream. My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all my house. With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently not in dark speeches. He's talking about not in parables. And the similitude of the Lord shall he behold. Wherefore, were ye not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? And the anger of the Lord was kindled against them, and he departed. Now watch this. And then, you know, as you read this story, you find out that Miriam became leprous, and now Moses got to intercede for her. Okay? Now, Miriam was a prophetess. Now, if you don't believe me, you ain't got to believe me, go back to the book of Exodus. You can check after they was liberated from Egypt. And she sang a song with the women. I knew you wasn't going to believe me. Let's go to Exodus. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank God on today. We thank God today. God is so good. Isn't God so good? Okay. We got Exodus chapter 15. Y'all bear with me because I have no notes. Exodus chapter 15, verse 20. It says, and Miriam the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a timbrel in her hand, and all the women went out after her with timbrels and dances. You know, the funny thing about it is that we often talk about Deborah or Deborah the prophetess, but you notice they don't talk about Miriam. Why? Miriam was in Egypt right along with Moses. While Moses was being prepared by the Lord out there in the desert, and with his father-in-law Jethro. Miriam was there while the people was in bondage. She was a prophetess. Yeah. She was a prophetess. So all that power and anointing that this woman of God had, why couldn't she lead the people out? Why didn't they have to wait on Moses? Why couldn't Miriam just, hey, I'm a prophetess, this is what the Lord is saying. We got to get up out of here. We got to go. Why couldn't she move? Because God is a God of order. God is a God of order. She had to submit herself to Moses. She had to. Moses was a picture of an apostle. Sent one to do what? To lead the people out of darkness into marvelous light. That's what Moses was. He was the picture of an apostle. To go into a place, he was sent to a people to lead them out. Miriam didn't have an Exodus anointing. Okay? Only thing we see about Miriam is that she got the women riled up. You know, they had a dance. She grabbed that tambourine and she started praising the Lord. Hey, go ahead, Miriam. God bless you. But she had to submit herself to authority. Amen? See, God is a God of order. He is a God of order. He's a God that goes upon line, precept upon precept. We have deviated so far from the word of God. We're trying to make up positions. My God. Let's just read the Bible, what it says. Now, we're talking about the apostles, amen, in order. Now, let's go to Genesis. You ain't gonna understand the new if we don't go to the old. Amen. So, Genesis chapter 1, I believe is, you know what, let's go to chapter 2. Amen. It says, chapter 2, verse 22. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, made he a woman, brought unto the man. Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man cleave to his father and his mother and cleave to his wife. There shall be one flesh. And they were both naked and ashamed. You see that? Amen. Amen. Now watch this. Chapter 5. Verse 1, what it says. This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God, made he who? Him. Okay? He made Adam in his image. Male and female created he them. Okay? Created he them. Okay? And blessed them and called their name Adam. Okay? Together there was Adam. In the day when they were created, Adam lived 130 years. And begat a son in his own likeness, after his image, called Seth. Adam, and after that, Adam begot Seth, were 800 years, and begat sons and daughters. Okay? So now, together, they was called what? Adam and Eve was called Adam together. But wait a minute. Eve came out of where? Adam. So by herself, she's what? Adam? No. She's now Eve. So how can she become Adam again? She first has to be joined back to that man in order to become what? Adam. That's why the science of it is man shall leave his mother and father, cleave to his wife, and they become one flesh. What the man is supposed to do, he is supposed to elevate his queen. He's supposed to cover her. Why? Because the emotion of Adam was pulled out. So when the serpent came, watch this. We're still talking about apostles. I know you, listen, you gotta catch this. So now, when the enemy came, in chapter 3, it says in verse 1 of chapter 3 of Genesis, it said the serpent was more subtile than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, hold up. He said unto the woman, now hold up. Keep your finger right there. Keep your finger in the third chapter. We Bible people. You live by the Bible, right? You know your Bible, right? So this should be no problem for you. Amen. Let's go to Peter. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. I believe we're going to Peter. Yes, thank you, Holy Ghost. I know this is the Holy Ghost because I'm just flowing through this Bible. First Peter chapter 3. First Peter chapter 3. Okay. Verse 7, it says, likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge. Give honor to the wife, we honor you, as unto the weaker vessel. What? As unto the weaker vessel. What? And as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Hold up. Hold up. So, that means if my wife is going through something, and I'm not trying to minister and to bring that peace to her. I'm out of order? Yes. Why? Because together we're Adam. Together we're Adam. So the Bible says the woman is the weaker vessel. So now when we go back to Genesis, the enemy knows that. Why? Because he saw when God took Eve out of Adam. And that was the emotion of man. When Adam was walking through the garden, and then God said, it's not good for man to be alone. That thing inside of Adam that's causing him to feel this way, I got to take it out of him because it's not going to be good. So he took that part of him that causes him to be emotional because he couldn't make sound decisions. He had no balance. He had no balance. He was in the image of God, but that thing on the inside of him that called emotions, it didn't give him a balance. Somebody said, well, he was perfect. He was created in God's image. Exactly. But what did God say? What did God say? Amen? Watch this. The second chapter of Genesis. Second chapter of Genesis. Hallelujah, Jesus. Second chapter of Genesis. It says, 18. And the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet for him. Wait a minute. But God, you created him. You created Adam. So why is it not good for Adam to be alone if you created him? Why is it not good, Lord? Because Adam had woman on the inside, that emotional part of him. So God now, he got to take it out that he may be balanced. So now God's take the woman out, that emotional part out of him, right? So now the woman is out of man. So now we got two, okay? The Bible don't say where Adam was, but here comes the serpent, okay? In the third chapter, he makes his appearance. Now the serpent was more subtile than any beast of the field. Now he was walking. He's walking. The serpent was walking. He wasn't on his belly yet. The belly was walking on his belly was part of the curse. But he's walking up to Eve. So she conversing with him. And so he said unto the woman, yea, had God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? So the wicked one was incarnated in this serpent. And look here, she's talking to him. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the tree, but of the fruit of the tree was in the midst of the garden. God had said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die, for God does know in the day that ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open, and ye shall be as God, knowing good and evil. Now watch this. He played on her emotions. He played on her emotions. That's what he did. He played on her emotions. The Bible tells in the New Testament that she's the weaker vessel. So now we see in the past the enemy went to her and played on her emotion. Doesn't mean she ain't a queen. Doesn't mean she ain't the mother of all living things. The Messiah is coming through the same woman. Okay? Okay? I was talking with a brother, and he said Adam must have been some kind of man because she calls them to fall into spiritual death, and he still loved her. Matter of fact, he loved her enough to die with her. But woman came out of man, okay? So what am I saying? Okay, so now in the New Testament, you got apostles, foundation, prophets. Now, you got Jesus Christ sending forth the apostle. Now, we go to 1 Timothy. Now we go to 1 Timothy. I'm going, Holy Ghost, I'm going. So 1 Timothy, right? Hallelujah. Now, hallelujah, Jesus. Chapter 3, I didn't even want to go here. I was dodging it, but I'll go there. Okay? This is a true saying. If a man desire the office of a bishop, he desire a good work. A bishop must be blameless, the husband of one wife. Hold up. The husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, of good behavior, given the hospitality, apt to teach. Wait a minute. It says he. Amen. Now, I love my sisters. I'm an advocate. I'm one of the biggest advocates you'll find for my sisters. But now, the Bible's clear on that. Not me. It's not what I say. Don't get mad at me because I read what the Bible says. But it says he. It's clear, plain as day. It's clear. Don't take it up with me. Don't call him blowing it up. You take it up with the Lord. Fall on your knees. Talk to the Lord. Amen. We have people that's going against their rest in the scriptures. Amen. So, in Titus, you see that Paul said, ordain elders in every city. That they was ordaining bishops and elders. So now you ask yourself something. Because I had a question posed to me. Can a woman be an apostle? Can a woman be an apostle? Well, I said, well, the Bible doesn't support that. I don't answer that. The Bible answers that. It doesn't support that. You can't go to Romans chapter 16 and squeeze the verse together. Because then you got to go to Paul where he says, I suffer not a woman to teach of a certain authority over a man. So that woman could be an apostolic. She could be apostolic. But she can't be called to that office. Well, women were looked down upon. Women were looked down upon? No, they wasn't. Women wasn't looked down upon. Who told you that? You've been hearing that. That's not what the Bible teaches. Why? Second chapter of Luke, 36. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, a tribe of Asher. And she was of great age and had lived with her husband 7 years from her virginity. She was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings, prayers day and night. She was in the temple. She was in the synagogue. And this was a prophetess before Jesus came along, operating in power, prayer, okay? She was respected. Why? Because God was with her. You see that? So now you get yourself in a pickle. Because why didn't the Lord, when he come on the scene, why didn't John just say, hey, Anna, you a prophetess. I'm going to put you as an apostle. Huh? You see that? Anna was a prophetess, operating the power. She was in the temple around Jewish men. So how can you say that women was looked down upon? Huh? It wasn't looked down upon. I mean, the man was given the charge. The man was the authority. But if you had God with you, okay, the man respect that. They respect that. They respect that. They're like, oh, she got God with her. All right. She got God with her. So Anna wasn't looked down upon. And this before Jesus got anointed for his ministry. See? See, but you got people that will run to the Greek. They will run to the Greek, amen. So now we go to John, St. John. They say, well, apostle means sent one. God sent me, so I'm an apostle. I'm sent one. Slow down now. Because, see, the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6, what it says. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This is John the Baptist. The Bible says he was sent from God. But is he an apostle? No. No. John, the Bible says in St. John chapter 1, verse 6, there was a man sent from God. Are you going to run to the Greek now? You run to the Greek on everything. You run to the Greek on that? It says he was sent from God. A man sent from God named John. Now, was John an apostle? He couldn't be, because the Lord Jesus Christ did not choose John. God chose John. God chose John. He was sent from God. He operated in the spirit of Elijah. He was Elijah in spirit and in power, but he was John in the flesh. So it was parallel to the Lord Jesus Christ. He was the Son of God in his skin, but he was God manifested in the flesh. In the flesh, he was of the tribe of Judah. In the flesh, he was of the seed of David, the branch of Jesse. But in spirit, but in power, he was God on the inside. My God. See, this is what apostles do. This is what apostles do in the New Testament. They go forth and they build. Jesus built. John didn't build people. He prepared the people to be built. He prepared the people to be built. To be built. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. So now we're going to talk about Paul a little bit. And now you ask yourself something. And I'm not a sexist. I'm not against my sisters. Amen. But if a bishop can't be a woman, then how can a woman apostle ordain a bishop if a bishop can't be a woman? Amen. Oh, I hear somebody now. They said, well, we are all one in the body, spirit, male, female, Greek or Jew. I hear you. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Amen. It says that we are all one in the body, whether male, Greek, or Jew, by the Spirit of God. So I hear somebody in the spirit realm saying, well, man of God, we are all one in the spirit. Yeah, we're one in the spirit. But that spirit, but see, you got to be careful right there. Because if we're one in the spirit, then can a woman and a woman sleep together and to be legal in God's eyesight if we're all the same? Well, no, that's different. How is it? We're one in the spirit. So if we're one in the spirit, then that means what we do in the flesh has no spiritual repercussions. So if God is a God of order, which he is, that means what we do in the physical, it emphasizes something in the spirit. It emphasizes something in the spirit. Can a woman cover a man? No, because God says man is the head in the marriage. Of course. That's a no-brainer. Well, is there order in his kingdom? Yeah, there's order in his kingdom. He said we're going to be kings, priests, royal priesthood. He said ain't going to be no male, no more female. Ain't going to be no marriage. We're going to be as angels in heaven. Yeah, of course. Is there order in the household? Yeah, man, woman, and child. Of course. It's order. Okay. Is there order in the church? Yeah. Apostles, prophets, pastors, evangelists, teachers? Yeah. Is there order in who can hold those offices? Yeah. Okay, what's the example we have for an apostle? Okay, Jesus chose 12 apostles who are men. Okay. Do we see any record of women apostles in there? In the Bible. I'm talking from the Bible, not from me, from the Bible. Do we see that anywhere there? No. Somebody said, well, Romans chapter 16. No, we've been there and done that, honey. Paul explains, he said, those who were apostles before me. And the ones who were apostles before him were the one that Jesus chose. And then in Acts chapter 1, we had women there, but they wasn't even running to be apostles. Not even Mary, who was the mother of Jesus, who was blessed in highly favored among women. Not even Anna, who was a prophetess before Jesus. John couldn't even choose her to be an apostle because it took the Lord to choose apostles to build his church. Amen. Glory be to God. So now, we're going to go on to Paul. Paul got this thing by the Spirit. So somebody might say, well, that's what it's all about. See, the Spirit of God doesn't discriminate. You need to watch yourself. You need to watch yourself. But the Spirit of God doesn't discriminate. You're absolutely wrong. Because if your heart ain't right in the sight of God, you ain't going to be anointed. He anoints you according to your heart. If your heart is right, he'll anoint you. Look at Pharaoh. He hardened Pharaoh's heart. Why? Because Pharaoh's heart was already hardened against the things of God. Amen. Why was the Spirit of the Lord on Moses? Because Moses' heart was right. Moses had it in him. He had it in him to lead. He didn't even know he had it in him. But God was preparing him to different trials and tribulations. My God, thank you, Lord. So when God sends out his apostle to a church, amen, when he sends his apostles out to a church, when he sends them out to a church, now, us as believers, we have the duty to make sure we're lined up underneath an apostle. If you're not lined up underneath an apostle, can you still have rivers of living water in you? Sure, but you just have a lot of clogging up in there. You have a lot of clogging up in there. The flow won't be fluent. It won't be a fluent flow. It won't be a fluent flow. It won't be a flow that's gushing out. It'll be trickles. Why? Because the way you want to do it is clogging it up. You might say, I'm underneath a pastor. I ain't underneath no apostle. And I see the presence of God moving in the church. Really? Look at those seven churches in the book of Revelation. The seven churches in the book of Revelation, they were jumping, shouting, rolling on the floor, hop-skipping, hop-hopping it, and guess what? Guess what? The candlestick was gone. The presence of God wasn't even there. Man, this is serious. You could be in church, and the Spirit ain't even there. And you think you think it's God and it's the music got you acting all running around the doggone place. Is you pumping yourself up, adrenaline rush? That's not the Spirit. You jump, shout, and you run dead smack into a wall. When I done seen old mothers get out and start dancing in the Holy Ghost and go all up and down the aisle. And then when the Spirit move off them, I'm going back to my seat now. can barely even walk or move. But the Holy Ghost get on them, they start moving. You're like, wait a minute, you're moving like that now, but that's God. But when the Spirit get off them, that Holy, they go back and sit down. That church over there, okay, child, come help me back to my car. But mother, you was dancing. I was just giving God glory. Amen. Glory be to God. Let's go to Revelations. Hallelujah, Jesus. We give God praise on tonight. Amen. We thank God. Amen. Take a break right now. Amen. I'm going to take a break right now. We're talking about apostles. Amen. Talking about apostles. See, you have to be careful. Amen. You can't be called an apostle, but then you ain't got nobody in your church. Okay? Okay? You got to be sent. Apostles send out to build people. They're sent out with an assignment. They're sent out on a mission. On a mission. They come to a society. See, when Paul went, Paul was sent to the Gentiles. Peter was sent to the Jews. Huh? He was sent to the Jews. Everybody had a mission. Look at Philip the Evangelist. Philip the Evangelist was traveling all around the country. How we pass this prophets and evangelists, apostles, all, and you sitting in the church. You sitting in the church. You ain't even going nowhere. That's not of God. Amen. That's not of God. Amen. Now watch this. Watch this. Verse 20 of chapter 2. He's talking about a church here. Talking about a church here. Amen. Thyatira. Amen. It's talking about verse 20. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. Now, this is the Lord Jesus Christ. Red letters, revelations. He calls her a prophetess. In the Old Testament, Jezebel calling isn't made known. But she called herself a prophetess. She called herself a prophetess. And she teach and to seduce the servants to commit fornication. Why? Because the idol religion that she was in, they would get together and have orgies and all that stuff. Them prophets of Baal. Amen. That's why Elijah the prophet couldn't stand her. Because she didn't stand for holiness. She didn't stand for holiness. She didn't stand for the things of God. We can't be apostles and prophets and prophetess and you don't walk in holiness. When Elijah came around, he said, I perceive that this is a holy man of God that passes us continually. A holy man of God. Praise God, hallelujah. We got to walk in holiness, amen. It said, walk in the Spirit, and you should not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Now watch this. We still around the seven churches. Because we don't like to park around them seven churches. Because it's red letters, the Lord Jesus Christ is talking and everything. Chapter 2, verse 1, it says, unto the angel of the church of Ephesus, write these things, said he that holdeth the seven stars at his right hand, who walk in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know thy works, thy labor and thy patience, and how thou cannot bear them which are evil. And thou hast tried them which say thee are apostles and are not. And has found them liars. Uh-oh. You see that? I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience, how thou canst not bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them to be liars. The Lord Jesus Christ says somebody's lying. See, you got to try them that call themselves to be an apostle. The problem is that we don't have enough Holy Ghost to be able to tell who is an apostle and who is not an apostle. If you got the Holy Ghost, you should have enough Holy Ghost in you to say, I decree and I command by in the name of Jesus that you stop taking on that title as an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, or you're going to bring woe on yourself. Do you have enough Holy Ghost to say that? Do you have enough to say that? My God. The Lord said, those that tried them, which say they are apostles and are not, have found them to be liars. My God. Got folks lying, amen. We can't even discern the power of God from the lying and working powers of the wicked one. Amen. So, if you got an apostolic anointing on your life, how do you know? How do you know? Well, Paul said, number one, you got to get it from God. Your teachings come from the Lord. You don't get taught to become an apostle. I mean, yeah, it helps to sit at the feet of one. And you know, iron sharpens iron. But most of your teaching comes in the spirit. We don't teach out of no, we don't preach out of no written down sermons. We don't get sermons offline. We don't get sermons off of YouTube. We don't copy sermons out of books. We get revelation from people. Like if it was a brother or sister in Christ, they'll talk, and the Lord would say, okay, they say A, B, and then you say C, D. That's how it go. Paul said in the book of Galatians, watch this, verse 6, he said, I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. Verse 7, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and will pervert the gospel of Christ. See what they're doing? They're perverting the gospel of Christ. That's what they're doing. They're perverting the gospel of Christ. Not want to go by what's written. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. The Bible said, let him be accursed. Then he bring emphasis on it in verse 9, the next verse. He said, as we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you that ye have received, let him be cursed. Why? Why, Paul? He tells us why. Verse 10, for do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. Oh, my God, that quickened me. Stand up. Are you trying to please man or are you trying to please God? You stay by the written word of God. You live by this word of God. Don't add nothing. Don't take nothing from it. If you are preachers in the pulpit and you deviate from the word of God, my God, the apostle said you should not be the servant of Christ. Who are you persuading, men or God? Do you want to be loved by men or you want to be loved by God? Jesus said, if you deny me before men, I deny you before the Father. So what is the word of God? What is the Holy Scriptures? It's the Lord Jesus Christ's word. It's anointed word of God. So if you deny his word, he'll deny you before the Father. Because these are the teachings of Christ. You deny his word, you're denying Christ. You're denying Christ. For do I now persuade men or God? Do I seek to please men? If I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. But Paul says something else. Verse 11 of the first chapter of Galatians. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached after me is not after man. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by what? The revelation of Jesus Christ. You see there? So Paul, watch this. He said, I didn't get this apostleship from no man. I didn't get to be taught an apostle by no man. Paul wrote all these books, Galatians, Romans, Thessalonians, all these stuff. He wrote all this stuff. How did he get this revelation? Only thing he had was Old Testament. The Lord Jesus Christ gave him a revelation of the Old Testament, and he birthed it on out through the Spirit. He said, I received this thing by the revelation of Jesus Christ. I got this thing in the Spirit. He was taught by God. An apostle is taught by God. God made, God sent, God raised, everything God about his apostle. The apostle will never read some new translation of the Bible, because they ain't God's word. They deviate from God's word. A true apostle will never read out an amplified Bible, because it'll grieve his spirit. It'll grieve his spirit. God's word don't need to be turned up. We need to be turned up and looking in the face of God. Hallelujah. We need to be turned up. My God. every year a different translation Bible coming out. And they're taking you more away from the doctrines of Christ. These new Bibles, they take the name of Jesus Christ out 48 times. That should make you upset. That should make you throw that junk in the trash. Take our Lord and Savior name out of the Bible 48 times. These new translation Bibles. And you say, well, I can understand it better. Every time I read that old King James Version, that old stuff, I go to sleep. Because you feed in your spirit. Because you feed in your spirit. So walk in the spirit and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. All these new Bibles, they attack the doctrine of Christ. The death, burial, resurrection. The virgin birth. My God, it's redeeming power. The conversation between him and Satan. My God. It makes it seem like they both some buddies. This is the time we're living in. Apostle will never deviate from the word of God. And if you see an apostle who will ever go against God's word, you better get out that church. You better run and link up with one who's preaching the kingdom of God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. And a true apostle will never preach anything other than the kingdom of God. The message of grace, the death, burial, resurrection of Jesus Christ, the teaching of Christ. When it comes down to the mysteries of the kingdom, an apostle has it. Jesus said, it's given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. An apostle has the mysteries. When they read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, some of the deepest book in the Bible, the teachings of Christ, they're able to really allow it to sharpen an individual. They hold a mystery, that thing. See, an apostle revelation and another person revelation are two different things. They can read about the kingdom and get two different things. An apostle, they're flowing that thing. Message of the kingdom. Huh? Book of Acts. Let's go. We coming in. Amen. We coming in. I pray somebody has the nerve to stay on and enjoy this. Amen. Because this Bible. It's Bible. We ain't going by what I think. We going by what the book said. Now, if you got another different Bible, you might have a problem with this. If you got an NLT, you might have a problem with this. Amen. Somebody said, you speaking pretty bold. Yeah, I got to speak bold. I got to speak bold. This word saved my life. I got to stand on it. Do I seek to please man or God? That's what the apostle said. Amen? Amen. Let's go to the 20th chapter of the book of Acts. Glory be to God. Paul says in verse 25, and now behold, I know that ye are all among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God shall see my face no more. Hold it. You see there? Paul went preaching the kingdom of God. Go to Acts chapter 1. See there? Paul went teaching the kingdom of God. You see that? He taught the kingdom of God. What did John preach? Repent, the kingdom of heaven at hand. What did Jesus tell? Repent, the kingdom of heaven at hand. What he taught his apostles? Acts chapter 1, verse 3. To whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Amen. Kingdom of God. Amen. If anybody, amen, got any questions concerning this teaching or the apostles, amen, you're welcome to call up, amen. You're welcome to call up, amen. We're coming straight from the word of God. Amen. I ain't even got to Timothy yet, what Paul said. I ain't even going there. Amen. The number is 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416. You can press 1. Come on in. We got about 15 minutes left. We're about to end. About to end in a few minutes. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. But this is what an apostle does. He teaches on the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God. The kingdom. If you don't have the mysteries of the kingdom, you ain't no apostle. Apostle don't build churches. Who told you that? Who told you that? He built people. He built a people Then he built a church and put the people that he built in the church. You need to watch these people who call themselves apostles. You need to watch them. You ask them, what's your mission? What's your vision? What's your assignment? You can't answer them? You need to go ahead and sit down, apostle. You need to sit down, apostle. Man, Paul said, I've been beaten with stripes and deeps, perils. And Paul went through some stuff as an apostle. How you an apostle? You ain't going through nothing. You just getting along with everybody. They can't tell if you the whirl or whirlwind. Huh? My God. God ain't the author of confusion, but of peace. Amen? Ain't no confusion in God. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28. It says, and God had set some in the church, first apostles, secondary prophets, third to teach, after that miracles, the gift of healing, helps, government, diversity of tongues. Are all apostles? Nope. Are all prophets? Nope. Are all teachers? Nope. Are all the works, miracles? No. No. Ain't all apostles. How we got all these apostles running around, none of them can get along with one another? You sent by the same boss. You profess to be sent by the same boss, but you got all these doggone apostles. Ain't none of them get along. You notice you'll never hear about an apostolic conference. We're inviting all the apostles out. Nah, you won't see that. If you see it, it'll be apostles of the same denomination. You'll never see apostles from different branches come together and say, this is what God's saying. You never see that. Because most of them ain't sent by the Lord Jesus Christ. They ain't sent. Most of them just pack up and win. Amen? Amen. We thank God on tonight. There's a lot more scriptures, amen, didn't get a chance to go into. But we thank God on tonight. Very controversial subject. We didn't take many calls tonight. We didn't take many calls tonight, amen, because this is a subject that needed to be taught, amen. Subject that needed to be taught, amen, about the apostles. So, amen, I hope you wrote them scriptures down, amen. And search the Bible. Don't go by, let's go to the Greek. Let's go to the Hebrew. I studied the apostles. They ain't say go to anything. Solomon said, man, let's just hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God, keep his commandments. Sitting up here wrestling with scripture. Well, I think that word said, no, just read the Bible for what it says. Stop adding on to the word. Stop taking away from the word. Read the book. The Bible said the Holy Ghost shall teach you and lead you in all truth, all righteousness. Holy Ghost. A lot of people want these new Bibles because they ain't got no Holy Ghost. My God, help us on Zion. Amen. 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 We thank the Lord Jesus Christ tonight for this teaching. Amen. And let's be clear. We do not hate no women. We do not hate no women. Amen. You say God called you to be an apostle. May God prove your gift. If you say that's your calling, let God be your judge. Amen. Prove your office. Amen. Amen. So, to God be the glory. Amen. We don't hate no woman, amen. We respect all women, amen. But I make my stance known. I go with God. I go with the word of God. You say you're an apostle? Prove your office. Prove your office. Amen. Prove it in scripture. Maybe there's a scripture there that I ain't look. Maybe it said that Mary was an apostle, and maybe I missed that. I don't know. Show me. I stand to be corrected. But amen. If anybody don't know Christ tonight, amen, this is the part of the program when you can receive Christ, amen. You might say, hey, I'm underneath an evangelist. I ain't even underneath no apostle. I'm under a pastor. I ain't under another apostle. I'm under a prophet. I ain't underneath an apostle. Long as they have that apostolic anointing on them, you're good. Long as they're underneath, they were sent out by an apostle, you're good. Long as that pastor was sent out by an apostle, you're good. As long as that evangelist was sent out by apostle, you're good. Whoever that apostle put in that house to be an overseer, you're good. But if they ain't been sent out, or they just left, or they got mad at the apostle, out of order. I'm closing, amen. If you're going through some things, you're bound, amen. You're listening to via online. I know a lot of the people online, a lot of people that's listening on to the interview via the internet and cell phones. Amen. We do this, amen, because we just upholding the scripture, amen. It's a special edition of the men's room tonight. Special edition, amen. We stand to be corrected. If you have any questions, you bring your Bible. Amen. We have no problem with anybody. Amen. We stand on the truth of God's word. Amen. We have no problem with nobody. We stand on this book. We eat this book here. Amen. So that's what men of God do, and women of God as well. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, for those who don't know Christ tonight, for those who don't know Christ tonight, we extend the altar to you. We ask, Lord God, and allow them, Lord God, to be quickened, Lord God. Maybe somebody was sitting in the church and they was wondering why they can't get to the next level, Lord God. Because maybe they were sitting underneath a leader who wasn't sent out by your apostle, Lord God. Lord God, touch that individual tonight, Lord God, that he may run to a local church, Lord God, with a real apostle in it, Lord God. Or those who are under a pastor, Lord God, with an apostolic mantle on them, Lord God, an apostolic mantle on them from their leader, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, we thank you tonight, Lord God. We give you praise, honor, divine majesty, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. For, Lord God, we thank you for your word, Lord God. For your word is truth. For your word is light, Lord God. Lord God, your word correct us. We don't correct your word. For your word correct us. For we don't add or deviate from God's word. We thank you, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you had this worked out from the beginning, Lord God. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Jesus. We give you praise, God. We give you honor. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to you, God. Hallelujah. We give you praise right now, God. Heal that backslider. Heal that dope addict. Heal those that are afflicted and addicted, Lord God. Heal those, Lord God, at the sound of my voice, Lord God. I thank you, God. I thank you, Lord God. We do that. We stand on your word, and we're not fazed by numbers, Lord God. But we're fazed, Lord God, by the souls that come to you, Lord God, and the spirit of repentance, God. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Lord God. We thank you for your true men and women of God. We thank you for your true apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, Lord God. Those who walk in the Spirit. Those who talk in the Spirit. Those who are of you, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. We give you praise. We give you honor. Hallelujah, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Those that sound my voice, amen. You've been tuned in to the men's room, amen. Special edition of Men's Room Fellowship. And hosted by the Praise and the Media Group, we were talking about the apostolic anointing. The apostolic anointing, the mantle, we dive into who sin, is it men or women? The Lord God was able to allow us to break that thing down, amen, by the Spirit of God, amen. We went from the Old Testament to New Testament. There was a lot of scriptures we did not cover tonight. I realize that some might be saying, well, what about that scripture? Hey, just a little bit that you got tonight, amen. It's worthy for you to study upon, amen. We give praise and honor, amen. We honor everybody in respectable places. Our overseer of this broadcast, Pastor Hill, amen. We thank God for him and his wife, amen. We give honor, we give praise, amen, for God. Pastor Shula, amen, in his absence, amen. God, protect him, watch over him, Lord God. Lead and guide him, Lord God. Lord God, I ask anything, Lord God, that seek to come against the man of God. We bind it by the authority of Jesus Christ, Lord God. We thank you here tonight, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus, Lord God. We pray that our enemies, Lord God, we pray our enemies might come to the knowledge of truth, Lord God, and that they may walk in the light, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, Jesus. We'll be back here on Monday night, the mantle of God. We have a special program for you on Monday, amen. We'll be back in our prayers. We'll be taking calls on prayers on Monday night, amen. Number 347-945-5416. We'll be on the air at 9 o'clock. Amen. Glory be to God. We thank you for tuning in. We thank you for standing on God's word. We thank God for the true evangelists, the true apostles, the true prophets, the true pastors, those who standing on God's word, who are not swayed by people, who do not care about what people think, but only what God say and think, who chase after the heart of God. As the deer faints after the brook, so our soul long for thee, O God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We give you praise and honor. Amen. After you get off this broadcast, won't you go on to Beyond the Veil, amen, with the overseer is evangelist Pastor Ava Miles, amen. She is, amen, the overseer of that particular group, amen, Beyond the Veil. 209-255-1000. That's 209-255-1000. The number is 396-465-POUND. 396-465-POUND. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, Jesus. We give God praise, amen. We give shout-out to GQ Palace, amen. We give shout-out to Rich Money. Give shout-out to Lavina. We give shout-out to TC, amen. We give shout-out to those, amen. Be sure to check out Spiritual Sunday with Sister Lavina. That's 646-200-3838. It comes on at 8 o'clock, amen. You can definitely check out Spiritual Sunday, amen. Excuse me, 7 o'clock, I believe, on Spiritual Sunday. 646-200-3838. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Jesus. We give God praise on tonight. And we thank God, amen. We also be on 3 a.m. prayer. Our 3 a.m. prayer line, amen. 218-548-3460. That's 218-548-3460. That's our 3 a.m. prayer line, amen. I know me and brother, amen. Brother Wynn, we be on there, amen, and just in agreement, amen. I thank God for faithful people, amen, who do join, amen, for the 3 a.m. prayer, the prayer that birthed our ministry and everything. We thank God on today in Jesus' name. Well, we thank God for your support. We thank God for the calls behind the scene. We thank you for your text messages. I thank you for all the emails, text messages, amen, that I receive. Amen. I thank y'all, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank y'all for all the text messages and all the messages that we receive via or through the company. Amen. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'd like to give a special shout-out to Sister Diamond. Amen. I thank God for you. Thank you for being there, Sister. Amen, during this time. And God bless you, woman of God. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Also like to give a shout-out to my nieces, Rebecca and Rachel, listening in. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Amen. And congratulations, amen. Congratulations, amen. In Jesus' name. Well, amen. That's the broadcast for this week. Check us out on Monday, amen. Until next time, remember, a king and a queen, they don't come off the throne to worry about who's throwing rocks at the throne. They just keep looking to the hills from which comes their help. Our help come from the Lord thy God, maker of heaven and earth. In Jesus' name. Till next time, ain't nobody worth you going to hell over.
Back together again.